This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, remember that Leave Your Bank movement that had a moment in the wake of the financial crisis? Well, there are signs that more people have been turning to bank alternatives since then. Today, the Credit Union National Association announced their nonprofit member-owned financial institutions have seen a spike in membership, with more than 100 million people now part of a credit union. That is about one in three Americans. Marketplace's Chrissy Clark looks at what might account for that growth.
There was a time when most credit unions were built around a particular employer.
If you're employed by the ABC company or the XYZ school district,
then you could belong to the ABC or XYZ credit union, says Bill Hampel, the president of the Credit Union National Association. Today, lots of credit unions are open to anyone who lives in a certain geographic area. But there's also another reason likely driving credit unions' rapid growth since the financial crisis, namely trust. Luigi Zingales is a finance professor at the University of Chicago.
People have been scared by what happened in 2008, and they now mistrust complex institutions they don't understand.
He says local nonprofit credit unions have less incentive to invest in complicated financial products. According to his recent survey, about 60% of American households think credit unions are trustworthy. Less than 30% could say the same about big national banks. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.